Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Friends, like it or not, Oklahoma's growing, and I'm not just talking about cattle and crops. Officials say traffic on Oklahoma roads will increase by 50% in the next several decades. That's why the Turnpike Authority has developed the Access Oklahoma Plan. It's going to offer more options for getting around the state. Best of all, no cost to taxpayers. Only the folks who drive on turnpikes pay for it. Learn more at accessoklahoma.com.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
Well, the cattle futures market today was a little bit under pressure on the live cattle and a lot under pressure for the feeder cattle. The August finished $2.47 lower at $171.65, which was a disappointing close. But the market overall has been relatively stagnant with corn getting cheaper on the feeder cattle. So the fact that the corn went back up today and the feeder cattle went down sharply, I guess, was somewhat anticipated. Given how stagnant it had been over the last week or so. This is the lowest levels we've seen in a week, and it's now below the 20-day moving average on the August feeder. So hopefully the market doesn't continue some long liquidation here and pressure. The next month out to September, down $1.87 to $174.92. The October's down $1.40 here at $177.52. June live cattle are up 7 here at $136.32. The August down 70 or so, about $132.75. October's down 70 at $139.42. No trade up to this point this week. The midday box beef prices were lower on choice. They were down about $1.75 at midday at $266.93. The select up 4 cents at $244.28. But I think the main driver today was the fact that the feed prices were slightly higher with corn higher.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Are you interested in adding value to your cull cows? Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is on a mission to reward a premium to cattlemen and cattlewomen who sell cull cows into the program. The ground beef product will be branded and sold in Oklahoma retail stores around the state. Oklahoma Prairie Beef Solutions is an entity of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Learn more about this value-added opportunity at OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com. OklahomaPrairieBeefSolutions.com.
Today's grain futures market were higher across the board. We had corn 7 to 17 higher, led by the July. The soybeans were up 30 cents in July, up about 30 in November. And then Chicago wheat 18 to 20 higher, Kansas City 11 to 12 higher. On Thursday, we have a mid-morning USDA report. It'll be quarterly stocks and planted acres. The planted acres will be primarily for the corn and bean acres. But this report being quarterly, not just a regular monthly report, will probably move the markets as it comes out this Thursday. If you look at the corn acres, the estimate's 88.8 million acres. Last month it was 89.5, or in March rather, 89.5. Soybean acres, 90.4, and March, 90.9. So corn acres lower, bean acres lower, wheat acres 47 million in March. They predicted 47.3. If you compare these numbers to last year corn was 93.3, and if it's 88.8 this year, roughly what, 4 million acres less. Beans last year were 87.2, this year 90.4. So they're switching from corn to bean according to these estimates. Quarterly stocks, a similar thing, gives us a picture of where we are compared to last year. Looks like corn's going to be a little bit higher, beans are a little bit higher, and wheat lower.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.